from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Was in Death Valley at Clemson. There were, 2 minutes, couple of minutes left late in the game. Game tied, and Florida State's pretty deep in their own territory, meaning backed up. And they called that trick play the punt Ruski. And Leroy Butler ran for 78 yards. Did not score. Got shoved out inside the five. Ended up winning that ball game. Next year, Clemson, if I remember, went to Florida State and won that ball game. Dirk in the 229. Bill, in my opinion, Dekahoff is one of the best ever to call a game. His color man for years was Vic Frenzy. Rest in peace, Bill. They were a great tandem. I never got to hear them. Now, I've heard clips from time to time through the years, but never got to hear them. He gave up the Florida State games, but he still does the Tampa Bay games. Now, you know me. What's my first thought there? And again, I have no idea what went into that. That's his business, but there's no way I would do that. If I had to give one up, it would be the Sunday one. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be doing the Sunday one. I wouldn't. I'd be doing the Saturday one, but I wouldn't be doing the Sunday one. I wouldn't even want to do the Saturday one either because I want to be able to see all the games. But if you said, Bill, I'm going to make you, you got to make a choice there, I would definitely keep Florida State and not do Tampa Bay. But I have, again, no idea what went into his decision. I know, let me just put it this way, and I'm not kidding. If you told me, Bill, I'm going to make you the play-by-play guy of an NFL team, you got to do it too. Yeah, you have no choice. You have to do the games. I would resent life. I would be so miserable doing that. Oh, well, Bill, you're doing an NFL game, man. There's only 32 teams or whatever. That'd be incredible, but no. I don't care about that one iota. Is that still a word? If you want to make me totally miserable, have me do that. I would be so not into it, it would suck. Let's just start with that. I'd be so disinterested, it would suck. And I'd be so miserable and unhappy, it would suck. I'm a rare breed. I mean, people die to get those jobs, right? I mean, they huge competition to get your hands on one of those jobs. I would be miserable. I would be absolutely miserable being in that situation. Jim and Jupiter, Bill. Deckerhoff is the best and a lot of fun to have a beer with. I bet. I don't know him, but it seems like it. Seems like that. Tony up in Lovely. I believe, Tony, you're in, that's right, Evansville. I always guess, Tony, with you, I know you're an IU fan, but I always forget if it's Indianapolis or Evansville. Anyways, Tony in Evansville. Bill, do you think the Big Ten will expand to 20 teams, and is Notre Dame one of them? He said, thank you, my brother, a true Hoosier, fat side up. Talking about brisket. Fat side up. That's our saying that we've used for years. No, I appreciate that, Tony. Big IU fan. Do you think they'll expand to, okay, they've got 18 teams right now. We talked about it. The Big Ten and the SEC have 34 teams between the two of them, 18 and 16. And I'm including the newcomers. I know in basketball, baseball, they're not there yet. But might as well get our brain taught that this is it. They're in the Big Ten. Are they going to expand by two more teams? That's a tough one because I don't think there's a clear yes or no answer. It's nebulous. But let me begin by saying I don't think either league necessarily wants or absolutely needs to expand. They don't. They don't. But could there be circumstances that absolutely necessitate them taking a couple of more teams and maybe the SEC too? And the answer is yes. That's why it's a difficult answer. It's complicated. There's a lot of moving parts there. Now, would Florida State be a good addition to either one of those leagues? I think they would hold their own and be a member that would carry their weight. Now, would they be worth $80 million a year in drip? I don't know about that. Here's the other question. If the Big Ten, which has already expanded by four here the last several years, to make it 18. Obviously, they've got the money allocated for the additional teams, the additional drip for those teams. Does the Big Ten, with their Fox affiliation and now NBC, CBS, is there additional drip money for additional, more teams? Or are they going to be layered in? That's what we don't know yet. And look, folks, with the SEC, and SEC equals ESPN, as we know, SEC can't even, at least at the moment, now again, that might just be circumstantial, get additional TV money for a ninth SEC game. But they're going to shell out $70, $80 million a year for two more teams per year, $160 million a year. Now, you may say, yeah, Bill, maybe they will, because I don't think they're going to be paying the ACC all that much more. And I think their time's running out. Well, maybe so. But again, a lot of moving parts there. A lot of questions that we do not have finite answers to. Tony says, do you think Notre Dame joins a league? Coach Pete, who coached there, lived there, knows that landscape, says he thinks they will be in a league and it would be the Big Ten. I don't. I don't think that's the plan. I did not coach there. Coach Pete did. So you may want to believe him. I think they're still fiercely independent. I'm glad that came up. I did see an estimation that with their next or their newest NBC deal, their drip is around $60-70 million. And remember, they are promised, I believe, $13 million of the new playoff money when that kicks in 26. SEC and Big Ten are going to get 23, 21, somewhere in there. But Notre Dame is promised. In every one of these deals, Notre Dame is promised theirs, whatever the deal is. They're absolutely every time included. So their drip is really attractive. I don't know that anything's changing. Now, there is not another brand that comes close to Notre Dame that would be coveted like them. Whatever league, but you would think now it can't be the ACC with it appearing to be a, I'm not going to say dying, but a deteriorating brand. The ACC is absolutely a eroding, deteriorating brand. It is. Whether that's being mean or not, it's true. No Kev up in Chicago says, Bill, that Reese Davis comment came across 2 to 3 times on my football feed at home on my computer, but I can't find it anywhere on my phone. But he was on Pete Thamel's podcast, if somebody can find it. Now, here's what he's referring to. And again, I have not seen this. Maybe it just got by me. Nokev says, supposedly, Reese Davis said, I guess on that podcast, that there is a college football team in the playoffs that contemplated not playing. I have no idea if those words are accurate or not. No idea. I'm just telling you what I think I got from Noel Kev there. No idea what team, no idea what the circumstances are, no idea if that is even true. I have not heard that. What would be, if that is true, what would be the circumstances? We're going to hold out until you pay us a lot more money? What would be, I guess, that would be my assumption, but I will reiterate, I do not know that to be a fact. Any of them. J.C. Sherbert, as we continue. I ask him about it, too. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're wrapping up that earlier wreck on 24 westbound. It's going to be near OHP. Still got a lot of traffic volume coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. 3900 block of Franklin Pike there in Oak Hill. They're trying to wrap up that earlier collision, and traffic still a little bit crowded for the next few more minutes. At least they're westbound on Vietnam Vets coming through Hendersonville all the way up to Conference Drive. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on their menu. Check out the grilled chicken tenders, the Mediterranean salads. Check them out at PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, Visit TNLottery.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We're going to see the Titans actually come into 2024. We're getting out of the 90s and the 80s, and we're actually going into 2024 with the Tennessee Titans in this market.
No more Tecmo Bowl.
No, it's, and so this is a, it's a two-back system today.
Yeah.
That's what people are doing.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Casey Sherbert with us from the Big Spurn, also Garnet Trust, the merger of the collectives. JC, this just came up. I missed it if it's an item. I'm going to see if you heard about this or know anything about it. Supposedly, allegedly, Reese Davis, ESPN, on a podcast said recently that a college football playoff team contemplated not playing. Did you hear that?
A team?
Yes.
No. I mean, was it the players or?
All it says here is Reese Davis reveals a college football playoff team contemplated sitting out. And I can't even find the story. I just see the headlines that somebody, Noel Kev up in Chicago, up there by you, provided here on Twitter. I know nothing about this story other than that.
I haven't. I haven't heard anything. I mean, who would it be?
I don't know.
I can't imagine Alabama. I mean, I don't know. Shoot, not playing. I mean, what? I don't understand the my question would be why, but no, you're the first that's mentioned this to me.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to just see, just find out why.
I'm out of the loop. I don't even know if it's true. Now, my guess, again, I'm guessing on something that I don't even know is true, but my guess would be it would be holding out for a bunch of money and we're not going out there. That'd be my guess. You know.
Okay, here we go. This is all. It's from On Three. I got it. I got it in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah. You know. So I talked on a team several years ago. Should we sit it out and delay a start? Should we make a statement for some of these issues?
Oh.
This was several years ago. And,
okay.
You know, maybe it was before the Alston case or something like that, but. I still can't imagine which one. And, you know, that's, I think doing something like that, I think it would hurt the players individually, because I know if I'm drafting one of those guys, I'm thinking twice about someone with that type of mindset. So, that means time. There's a time to make a statement, and then there's a time to play ball if you're right. A ball player. And I think a lot of the problems we have these days with guys not reaching their potential is that they don't really understand that, you know, your time on the ball field is limited, and you got to take advantage of every opportunity. So that's interesting stuff right there for sure. I'd be curious to see which school going back through it, and I'd be curious to look. I can't imagine having it at Clemson, Georgia, or Alabama, but, you know, stranger things have happened. So,
JC, we'll talk a lot of football and whatever comes up here, but the baseball team gets swept at Kentucky and then sweeps a team that I think was probably playing about as well as anybody in America, Vanderbilt.
Yeah, well, actually they lost 2 or 3 to Ole Miss. That was Georgia, I think.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
But, they went down. Yeah, I've got the scores in front of me. That's the only way I kind of knew that Kentucky. But no, Vanderbilt was playing well coming in. I think after the loss in men's basketball in the tournament, you know, it was a welcome development in Gamecock land to sort of get the baseball team back on track. You know, they had those two tough losses to Clemson, and then the Ole Miss series was a one-run loss, and then one they got away. They didn't win it, and that didn't sit too well. And, you know, the fan base is kind of a little bit down in the dumps. But certainly any time you're a baseball program in this league and you can sweep those guys, I think it's a good day, right? I think that they've been good for long enough to where and who they are for long enough to where any time you get a sweep over Vandy, it's pretty sweet, you know. And that goes for LSU and everybody else in the league. So certainly for the Gamecocks, that was big. They go to Alabama this weekend starting tonight and have a chance to really stay up there in the standings and contend, which is what we kind of thought this team would do. So I think that's a positive.
I don't have a historical Rolodex of college baseball like I do football. But I can't imagine the SEC ever being deeper than it is in baseball right now.
No, I don't think it's ever been. And it's coincided with sort of, you know, number one, the Pac-12 is going away.
Yeah.
Number two, there haven't been as many good Western teams, Bill. And then the ACC is not quite as stellar as it once was. So, you know, it's going to continue that way. I mean, you've got probably – I think Southern Cal may have more national championships, but Texas is probably the best program of all time in college baseball, joining the league. And so you throw those guys in it. And then Oklahoma has had spurts. You know, they just got back to Omaha, I think, either last year or 2 years ago. So you're adding two more quality programs to an already, you know, a juggernaut. I mean, it's like, you know, Ole Miss, Mississippi State finished, what, last and second to last year. And then they were the last two national champions. So it's an absolute bloodbath with the arms you see, with the hitters you see, and it's not going to get any easier once expansion happens.
Big picture basketball-wise, overall, it was a heck of a year.
Oh, yeah. And it was unexpected. Those are great years. You know, when you're predicted last, and a lot's been made of that. But the bottom line is last year that there were – when you go from an 18-win team that was kind of a bubble team most of the year under Frank Martin, he gets fired. And then you get the G.G. Jackson recruit in, and then you're 11-21. I think the season was pretty much over. They went to the Thanksgiving tournament, Bill, in November last year and got waxed by Colorado State, Furman, and Davidson back-to-back-to-back nights. None of those games were close. But if you look back on last year, they got better. They beat Clemson early. They won at Rupp last year. They had Alabama on the ropes, lost in overtime at home. They had Arkansas on the ropes, squeezed out 4 wins. And then the guys he got from the portal, they just hit. I mean, and they ended up playing one of the most unselfish Browns basketball in the country. I don't think they were overly talented, but, you know, sometimes the talent doesn't win all the time. I mean, in this sport especially. So it was a good year. I think everybody saw Meiji Johnson, their leading scorer, hit the portal. He came from Ohio State. I think he's going back to Ohio State. He's going to go back home. But they're going to go hit the portal again and try to get a group of guys together to add to their nucleus. And if they can stay within the system, because South Carolina is now a system basketball program in, on the men's side,
right.
Then I think they can continue to win their share of games. It's a, that style is not something that the great athletes in the SEC are comfortable playing against. And so you saw a lot of teams that were just flat out uncomfortable against Carolina this year. And I think until you can – you know, put a fence around the state and corral all that talent, or you could start signing McDonald's All-Americans. That's a good way to do it at South Carolina, given, again, that this league has so many great coaches, so many great programs, and so many great players.
JC, an argument could be made that Kentucky basketball is the biggest pressure cooker of any sport in college sports. And they're bringing Cal back for another year. Basically, hadn't done much in since about 19, right? Or maybe you could say since they played Wisconsin undefeated in the Final Four and got upset by them. That team was trying to become like Indiana and be the only undefeated basketball team. But bringing Cal back, if you were Mitch Barnhart and you had to search out, I know it's an incredibly attractive brand. Nobody's arguing that, but what would be your target? I mean, that'd be a tough gig to go search out for.
Yeah, because I don't think there's a no-brainer grand slam sitting out there unless some of these guys, you know, unless Jay Wright would want to get back in, and I don't think he does, or unless Billy Donovan wants to leave the NBA and come back and give college another try. It's a fantastic job. The guy that kind of intrigued me when people were circulating these lists is a guy like Bruce Pearl. He's a guy that's, I don't want to say necessarily followed like the Cal progression because he didn't have that sit in the NBA and he was kind of out of coaching for a while. But just like Cal, you know, Memphis is a great basketball job for the right guy. And they went all the way and lost in the finals. But you know, he had to start asking himself, where can I win a bunch of national championships? Is there a ceiling here that does not exist at another job? And I think there's very few of those jobs in basketball. I think Kentucky, Kansas, North Carolina, Duke are probably, you know, maybe UCLA at times, are those schools you can go to from a good job and make it happen. So I thought Bruce Pearl, of all the names on there, because he's such a good recruiter and, you know, he recruits out of his pond. And gets the guys that should be swimming in the other pond. Well, what if you gave them a huge pond and pond A to go recruit out of? I think he put it together and, you know, just kind of his style of play fits at Kentucky. So that was the guy that intrigued me the most. I know opinions are probably mixed and everybody was dreaming of Billy Donovan coming back. But, if those types of things aren't going to happen, you know, I think a guy like a Bruce Pearl that's just sitting there knocking on the door, and that may need a blue blood job to get it done. Not that he can't get it done at Auburn, but, you know, it's different than Kentucky. That would be the type of guy I would want to go get.
Well, and the other angle is it better be a guy that can handle that. We saw that job. God knows what happened to Billy Clyde Gillespie. I'm sure Eddie Sutton had some prior problems, but Eddie Sutton had a horrible time at Kentucky personally. And so you better, I don't know what you need, but you got to be, Bruce could handle that, I think.
Yeah, and Bruce is old. Like, I would avoid the up-and-comer, you know, you know what I'm saying?
For that job?
Like, yeah, I mean, Billy Gillespie, 3 years at UTEP, four at A&M, and boom, he's got the daggone Kentucky job. You know, you know, when Tubby Smith took it, Tubby had been an assistant there before. He had been at Tulsa and then at Georgia. I mean, he kind of had a lot, and you know, Bruce Pearl's been in coaching for 20 years, you know, or something like that.
Right.
So that's the type of guy I think can come in and handle it. And it also carries a certain amount of excitement with him because, you know, in places like that, it's not just winning games, it's winning the press conference too. They expect you to win everything. And so, I would avoid, like I said, I would avoid the up and comer. Like Will Wade would not be on my list to bring from McNeese State, even though he was good at LSU or whatever. He just doesn't have enough experience, I think, to dive into that kind of pressure cooker. I would I would want somebody that's been, you know, mid-major and then maybe high major and done some, had some success there, that has a track record, and then handed the keys to the Maserati, so to speak.
Will Wade from Franklin Road Academy in Nashville, Tennessee, with a Kentucky job. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be neat.
Clemson graduate, never played college basketball. You know what I like about him, though, Bill? You know, didn't play college basketball, was a student manager at Clemson, whatever.
Right.
But some of those, a lot of times, and can recruit really, really well. Some of those guys end up being just recruiters. Will is a very skilled X's and O's coach. I mean, right. When you watch his teams and kind of his concepts and how they play, I mean, he's like a good floor coach, too. So whenever the clouds sort of blow away from him, which I think they probably should already since everything that he did is legal now, somebody's going to get a heck of a basketball coach at some point.
Yeah, Will Wade used to come on the show back in the SiriusXM days when Shaka Smart couldn't do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a good – let's just say he's an interesting personality as well. He's a – I'd probably compare him a little bit to Eli Drinkwitz as far as that goes. Like maybe a little less funny than Eli, a little more biting. But he's an interesting personality from what I'm told as well.
Any football items that jump out?
Well, South Carolina's pleased with the depth that they brought in, the transfer portal guys. They think they upgraded linebacker as far as speed goes, to the point where there's going to be competition for all SEC returner Debo Williams there. I think South Carolina probably leads the country in Debos in the last 10 years, Bill. But they got some guys that they really like that have come in. There's a battle at one of the corners this spring that's going to be interesting, and they still need, I think, in my opinion, they're happy with the group they've got on campus, but I think they need to go hit the portal for a couple of more wide receivers, just to have more options, just insurance policies, and then they'd like to get a left tackle too. I think everybody would if they can find one in the portal, you know, heading into summer. It's not. I was told the left tackle thing would be kind of a luxury item because they like their young players there, but they just, you know, you throw a very young guy out there at left tackle, chances are he's going to struggle. If you can get an experienced guy to go in there and bring those guys along slower, I think they'd be pretty happy with that.
There are receivers everywhere. There are no left tackles. Or
no, none.
or, JC, let's say you need a surefire sticky cover corner. Good luck.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're not finding that. You can – the elite cornerback aisle and the left tackle aisle are empty.
Literally.
You got plenty of receivers, though, so that's right.
JC, we'll see you next week, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
Good stuff there with Mr. JC Sherman. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're working an accident with some injuries. It's going to be south of Nashville on 65 southbound, right there at 840 in the Spring Hill area, in that southern portion of Williamson County. This morning, again, we're looking at it live. It's pretty slow down through there on 65 southbound, again at 840. It remains heavy on 24 as you come out of Murfreesboro towards Nashville up through the Antioch area. Still some traffic over by the airport coming in there through Hermitage, Donaldson on 40 west there at Donaldson Pike. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on their menu. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys.
Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Childress Collision Center is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by family-owned and operated Childress Collision Center. From a scratch or a dent to a full collision repair and expert paint matching, trust Childress Collision Center. Stop on by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. 615-266-4441. That's Childress Collision Center. They're people who care.
JB and the General.
You know, I'll do my Stugatz weekend observations. Stugatz, yep. From the Dan Le Batard Show. Patton, beep. One thing is sure. Beep. Actually, beep. Two things are sure. Beep. Tennessee is going to the Final Four. Beep. And the Nashville Predators, beep, are winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Beep. Those are my two observations. How about that?
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Bill, I'm a Vandy fan down here. Yep, Scott, appreciate you checking in again. So what do you think about the hiring of Mark Byington as the men's basketball coach? I personally love it. He says, hey, Patton, if you're near a mic, your thoughts on the basketball hire a couple of days ago that Vanderbilt made.
Yeah, Bill, I don't think it's a home run hire necessarily. I personally wanted Chris Mack, but from all accounts, they told Chris Mack no. Apparently, he wanted the job. They went in another direction, but it could have been a lot worse, I think, with where they were. Really, the past two coaches have been a disaster, Bill and Bryce Drew and Jerry Stackhouse. All accounts, it's a little bit different of a hire compared to Jerry, but we'll see. Ultimately, he's going to have to roll the ball out there and probably get seven or eight new guys, Bill. I'd imagine this roster will be pretty different next year.
James Madison went 32-4 this last year. Before that, he was 22-11. I just pulled it up. 4 years there, he was at Georgia Southern before he was at James Madison. Now has the Vanderbilt job. I didn't even see the press conference. Was it? Not that the press conference wins anything, but how was he?
He's got one today at 4, Bill, so we can overreact to it at 4 p.m.
I've already said this many times, but fans, when the new guy, even if it's a guy that they may not know well, meaning name or history, the fans buy into the new guy every time. He could stand up there at the mic. I call it, it's like a hypnotic effect. He could stand up there and say, Mary had a little lamb. That's it. See ya, basketball season. And the fans would say, and I don't mean just Vandy fans, any fans. When the new guy steps up and starts talking, they all think, man, that's our guy. I bought in. Did you hear that? Wow, he was good. You ever heard anybody after a press conference say, man, that sucked. That guy can't win squat. I've never heard a fan say that. Not that I expect them to say that, but it's always, wow. I wasn't really sure what to think, but after seeing that press conference, that guy's one of us. He's bought in, man. I'm fired up. My depression is gone. I'm all fired up about the future of the program. And then a couple of years sets in, and reality becomes a fact. I love it, though. Brian down in lovely Savannah. And Brian's been around the show for many years. Big Georgia fan. Says, Bill, I know you're down on Georgia basketball. Well, I'm down on it historically. But this team this year actually played at times pretty well. What I'm down on when it comes to Georgia is they just don't seem to give a rip. I don't mean the players or whoever they have at the time, whenever it could be Hugh Durham or it could be Coach White, right? So it's not about the coach necessarily, Mark Fox, but it's always about the buy-in. But where's the university buy-in? That's what I've always been down about when it comes to Georgia. And I understand that Georgia is a football school and should be, rightfully so. But Brian from Savannah, Bill, I know you're down on the basketball, but you have to give them some props for the Final Four in the NIT. Got a huge win on the road at Ohio State in a very hostile environment. Pollock said it best, two threes missed at the buzzer by Ohio State. I agree. Now, people will critique it's the not invited tournament, but they're still showing pride, still playing and winning. And even if it's not the NCAA tournament, you're still out there competing. So, yes, I think you have to give credit to that on some level. My main critique for centuries here when it comes to Georgia is, does the university actually give a rip? That's always been the question. Yeah, it's always been my point. And I know that they're putting money into baseball, but throwing money at something doesn't always symbolize what you think. Vanderbilt is pouring, I think, hundreds of millions into facilities on that campus, sports related, which is okay. Good. You've got to be updated. Does that mean, though, that they're going to win? And does that mean they actually care more just because they're throwing money at it? Not necessarily. I'd rather you be building facilities, putting money in it, and getting up to date. I'd rather you do that than not do it. But it doesn't necessarily mean everybody now gives a sudden rip. That's often misunderstood. Tom might have an update on what Reese Davis was talking about, too. When we come back.
Good morning. They're working an accident with some injuries. It's going to be south of Nashville on 65 southbound, right there at 840 in the Spring Hill area, in that southern portion of Williamson County. This morning, again, we're looking at it live. It's got it pretty slow down through there on 65 southbound. Again, at 840, it remains heavy on 24 as you come out of Murfreesboro towards Nashville and through the Antioch area. Still some traffic over by the airport coming in there through Hermitage, Donaldson on 40 west, there at Donaldson Pike. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on their menu. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donaldson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
And now Comstock & Sons Construction is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Comstock & Sons Construction. For all your residential remodeling needs, give the pros a call today and ask about their military and senior discounts. 931-703-5623. 931-703-5623. That's Comstock & Sons Construction. They're professionals who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
Like I've mentioned, I thought Nick had a good 5 years still left in it. This one comes as a complete shock to me. If I sat here and said, I had a feeling, guys, Nick was trending, I'd be lying. That'd be the host trying to act like he knew something he didn't know. Why would I present that to you? I am shocked. I was taken aback by it.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Tom said Bill Reese Davis did say it on a podcast. He goes, below is the link. He goes, I believe he was talking about Oklahoma threatening to stay out of the playoffs if the Big 12, their exit fee. Yeah, somebody speculated on that because of the entire conversation. As they were along with Texas. But remember, Texas, the number was never really an issue for Texas to get out. It was for Oklahoma. Now, they were together in this, but their abilities to escape were not equal financially. So if that's indeed what they were talking about, I may not totally understand that as a tactic. I wonder how real that threat was, though. It's one thing to throw it out there. It's another to mean it sincerely. I would have to question that. Jeff 2 says, Bill, regarding press conferences and the sales job done at press conferences, he goes, Bill, there's a clip. Here's a clip of Mike Dubose. Introductory press conference at Alabama in which he's introduced as being an excellent football coach and an amazing family man. That's funny. If I had time, I may after the show, at some point today, I'm gonna click on that. There may be a mark the tape moment in that. Is there a part literally of the introduction? Who's introducing him? Is it Mal Moore? Here we have our next head coach, ladies and gentlemen. He is an excellent football coach and an amazing family man, Mike Dubose. Standing ovation. All I remember is DeBose coming to Vanderbilt to play Vanderbilt, and it's Friday, walk through it, we're down there, and all he could say, because all the controversy was out there, all the big mess was swirling, and all he could say was, God's plan's better than man's plan, which, I mean, is true, but he just kept saying it. I mean, that's a good saying. I'm not arguing with the words, but that's not going to fix your problem here, Mike. That ain't going to solve your problems. He must have said that 15 times. Anytime anybody would approach the controversy, God's plan's better than man's plan. Okay. I'm not going to try and argue with you there, but it does not change your fate. You're still plummeting rapidly off the flat earth. That's the thing with Mike Dubose. Yeah, and the other one we did lose in the purge. The audience chipping in and saying, home run hire, great recruiter. Remember we had all those? We lost that. Yeah, we lost that. And that's a shame. But someday we're going to have to get that back. We're going to have to do that again. I was just sorry about the dead radio. I was looking something up, and I was having to concentrate there briefly. You're going to say, Bill, what are you talking about? Okay, I was looking up. I forgot this. What's the fastest that an object can fall? Like terminal velocity, and apparently it's 118 miles an hour. So Mike Dubose saying, God's plan better than man's plan, which is a very good thing, is not going to slow down him falling 118 miles an hour, metaphorically speaking. That's what I was trying to think of right there. I forgot the number there. It's not going to slow it down. That is funny. I'm going to pull that up. Jeff, too, has the clip of the flop from Opp and his press conference back in the day. And he's the one, he took over for Stallings, right? Stallings retired, and then he took over. Actually won the SEC in 99. Now, I sit here and make fun of him. 99 was a heck of a season for them. Then after that, it, again, returned to plummeting off the flat earth. Anyways, we got to take the top of the hour here. Looking at the stock market a little too. Now, I've got to be careful today because no market on Friday. And got to remember, end of the quarter, too. Be really safe today. Don't try and get cute. Today's not the day to get cute in the market. Tomorrow on the road. Yeah, we'll be on the road. We'll be at the Omni. Come on by. Catch your notes. Coach Pete will come by. The angelic tones of Evie. Oh, Miss Evie. We taped Kevin this morning. Brad, hour 3. Lodge Pop.